Hello?
Hi, good evening. My name is Kyle, and we're conducting a survey to better help us understand how people in the community are feeling about current situations in the state and individual communities. All your answers are confidential and will be combined as answers for everyone who answers the survey.
Okay.
Here in this case, what was the highest level of school that you completed? Like high school, 12th grade, some college?
College degree, yeah.
College degree? Okay. And are you Hispanic or Latino or Spanish origin?
No.
No? Okay. And what is your race? Select any type.
White.
White?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you registered to vote or like many other people? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. When thinking about the direction of which the city of Philadelphia is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied?
Yeah. Oh, no. Very.
Okay. And how would you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhood? Would you rate it as poor, only fair, good, or excellent?
The quality of life? What is it? Again?
Right. How would you rate the overall quality of life in your neighborhood?
Mm-hmm.
Poor, only fair, good, excellent?
Only fair.
Fair? Okay. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to read to you some situations that are going on, and please select two or three of the issues that would you say that are the most important issues facing the city of Philadelphia. Corruption in the city government, inflation and the cost of living, the opiate and fentanyl crisis, public transportation, gun violence, city services like trash pickup, the cost of housing and rent, public school funding, jobs and economy, crime and public safety, healthcare, homelessness. You could
crime.
Select two or three. Crime?
Crime and gun violence.
Crime and gun violence? Okay, would you want to go with those two or select one more?
No, crime, gun violence, and corruption.
Corruption in the city government?
If it's not transportation, it's not, I don't care about the patient, it's not that, it's not transportation. It's like crime, guns, and
corruption you mentioned.
Yeah, I'll just stick with crime and guns.
Crimes and guns? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, moving forward. And now we would like to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means mm-hmm. that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, neutral, basically, or 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use uh-huh. any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you do uh-huh. not, or if you never heard of the people or groups, please indicate so. SEPTA. Would you say you feel very
7.
Cold or 7?
Yeah.
Okay. The Philadelphia Police Department.
10.
Okay. The Philadelphia City Council.
5.
Okay. District Attorney Larry Krasner.
3.
Okay. Governor Josh Shapiro.
Shapiro,
I'm sorry. Josh Shapiro, Governor Josh Shapiro.
I go with 8.
8?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel.
8.
Okay. Councilman Kenyatta Johnson.
5.
5? Okay. Major Cheryl Parker.
Oh, wait a minute. Kenyatta Johnson.
Right.
I think I want to go with 3.
3? Okay. Major Cheryl Major Sherelle Parker.
9.
Okay. And your local police officers?
10.
Okay. Philadelphia Department of Streets.
7.
Okay. Okay, moving forward. Now, generally speaking, do you disapprove or approve of the way that Sherelle Parker is handling her job as mayor of Philadelphia? Strongly disapprove, somewhat approve, or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Okay. Now, do you disagree or agree with the following statement? The Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people like me and the community and the city government? Would you strongly disagree, somewhat disagree, neither agree or disagree, somewhat agree, strongly agree?
City Council, huh?
I'll read that again. The statement that they say is the Philadelphia City Council members are looking out for people like me and my community in city government. Strongly disagree. Somewhat disagree, neither agree or disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly disagree?
Neither.
Neither? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, I'm going to read to you a list that might impact Philadelphia's daily lives. After each one, please select the rate of the scale from 0 to 10, your level of satisfaction, which is in your neighborhood, whether 10 means that you are highly satisfied with the issue in your neighborhood, 5 means that you neither are interested or dissatisfied with the issue, and 0 means that you are highly dissatisfied with the issue in your neighborhood. Okay? The availability of good paying jobs.
0.
0? Okay. The condition of roads and infrastructure.
What's it, 0 to 10 or 0 to 5?
Right, 0 to 10, and 5 is neither or.
Let me see. Infrastructure?
Right, the condition of roads and infrastructure, correct.
5,
okay. The quality of education in public schools?
6.
Okay. Public safety?
1.
Okay. The cost of rent.
Well, public safety, yeah, I think public safety as far as, like, I think.
Right, public safety basically.
I think the police do their job, like, do their job, but it's the legal system, is the issue. I don't like it because it might look bad for the police. It's more of the red tape.
Okay. So from 0 to 10, 0 is highly dissatisfied and 10 is highly satisfied, or 5 is neither satisfied or dissatisfied, or you could select 1, 2, 3 through 9.
I'm going to say 5.
5? Okay. And the cost of rent?
Oh, that's 2.
2? Okay. And the condition of parks, recreation centers, and community facilities?
5.
Okay. Access to public transportation?
That's like 9.
Okay. Access to affordable housing?
2.
Okay. All right, thank you. Moving forward. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in Philadelphia getting worse, staying about the same, or getting better compared to last year?
Worse.
Worse? Okay. And would you say that your wages or salary are just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can really get ahead? Staying about the same? Falling? Okay. Now, below, I'm going to read to you a list of good or services that Philadelphia might regularly spend money on. Please select 2 or 3 good or services that concern you the most when you think about your expense. paying down debt. 1, 2, education. 3, childcare. 4, healthcare, including prescription drugs. 5, personal care. 6, transportation, public transportation. 7, rent. 8, gas. 9, groceries. 10, utility, gas, electricity, and internet. 11, recreation and entertainment.
What was the main question?
Can you please select 2 or 3 good services or that concern you the most about your expenses? Two or three good things about the services
Two or three good things about the services,
that Philadelphians might regularly spend money on.
Paying down debt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Education.
Okay.
And did you say like recreation centers?
Right, recreation and entertainment.
And was infrastructure in there?
No. Childcare, okay. Healthcare, including prescription drugs, personal care, public transportation, rent, gas, groceries, utility
rent.
Yeah, oh, okay. Rent. All right. Thank you. Now, thinking about your neighborhood, how concerned are you about violent crime? Are you not all concerned? Not all concerned, somewhat concerned, or very concerned?
I'm very concerned.
Okay. And how often do you see crime happening in your neighborhood? Would you say never, rarely, a few times a month, a few times a week, every day?
Every day. Every day I get something. Yep.
Okay. Now, do you think the city of Philadelphia spends the right amount, too little, or too much on the police department?
Too little.
Too little? Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to read to you a list of actions that the city council, the city government is either doing or plans to take in the immediate future. After each one, please indicate whether you believe that this action would make you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, or not at all safer in the city implemented each one. First one is expand the use of security cameras in major public areas, including parks, recreation centers, business districts, and libraries.
I think that it's what was the final? I get to pick did I agree?
Right. If they were to expand the use of security cameras in major public areas, including parks, recreation centers, business district, and libraries, would you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little safer, or not safer at all?
Yeah, much safer.
Okay, and how would you feel if they were to close the open-air drug market in Kingston?
Kensington?
Right, Kensington.
Kensington?
Right.
I think that it'll be, well, it's kind of funny. I think it'll be a lot better, but what's going to happen is all those drug addicts are all going to, they're all going to be going to withdraw. So it's going to cause a healthcare mess. But I think that it'll be a better. I think it's a good thing. It has to get shut down. It's been
would you say you will feel somewhat safer or a little bit safer?
I think I'll feel a little bit safer.
Okay. Now, being sending residents suffering from drug addiction and mental illness to treatment centers rather than releasing them back on the streets.
I think that it'll be safer. I'll be safer.
Much safer or somewhat safer?
Much safer. Yeah, much safer.
Okay. Aggressively pursuing people illegally driving ATVs and dirt bikes on city streets and impounding illegal vehicles.
Much safer.
Okay. Now, hire 15 new 911 dispatchers, create 10 new community outreach position and hire 9 new victim advocates. Would you feel somewhat safer, much safer, a little bit safer, not safer at all?
Not safer at all.
Okay. And declare a public safety emergency in the city. Would you feel much safer, somewhat safer, a little bit safer, not safer at all?
Much safer.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Moving forward, we're pretty much almost done. I appreciate your time and your patience. Now, in a few words, what would you, in a few words, what have you seen or heard about Mayor Sherrill Parker recently?
I heard good things about her, and I heard that people are mad that she is actually going to do something about crime.
Okay, doing something about crime?
Yeah, she's actually making progress.
Okay, making progress. That's good. Okay, all mm-hmm. right. Thank you. Moving forward. Now, excuse me. Now, as you may know, Mayor Parker is about to propose her first budget for the city council. Please indicate the two or three items that you think should be the biggest priority for the mayor and elected officials in 2024. You may select up to three. The first one is support more affordable housing, remove homeless encampments, improve the city infrastructure, tackle the opiate crisis, improve public transportation, improve our schools and education, invest in community development, reduce juvenile crime, hire more police officers, address potholes and graffiti in neighborhoods, foster small businesses and local jobs, get guns off the street.
Okay, so guns off the street.
Okay.
More police.
Okay. Hire more police officers?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And you may select one more.
And it was juvenile crime.
Reduce juvenile crime?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Moving forward. Now, here's a list of specific policies that could be included in the Mayor Parker's proposal in 2024 city budget. And after each one, please indicate on a scale from 0 to 10 whether you support or oppose each policy, where a 10 means that you strongly supported the policy, 5 means that you either support nor support, and 0 means that you strongly oppose the policy, okay? Keep taxes rates flat on Philadelphia taxpayers. Would you strongly oppose, neither support or oppose, or strongly oppose from 0 to 10?
I don't want to oppose it. I support it.
Okay, so you strong so would you strongly support it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Now invest $119 million in new funding for our city public schools. Strongly oppose from 0 to 10, or strongly oppose?
I'd say 5.
5? Okay. Now, invest the resource needed to build 30,000 units of good quality housing across the city.
Seven?
Okay. 7?
Yeah.
Okay. Add 15 new 911 dispatches for faster police response, 10 community outreach positions, and 9 victim advocates to better serve residents. From 0 to 10, 0 strongly oppose, 10 strongly support.
10.
10? Okay. Now invest $36 million in clean and green initiatives like cracking down on illegal dumping and removing abandoned cars from streets. 0 is strongly opposed. 10 is strongly supported.
10.
Okay. 10. Add $25 million for grassroots community organizations that work with vulnerable populations in neighborhoods afflicted by crime.
I'd say five, because I don't.
Five. Okay. Provide nearly $100 million for street cleaning and littering removal along business districts, making them more attractive to shoppers.
10.
Okay. Now provide $100 million for treatment and facilities for people suffering from drug addictions and mental illness.
10.
Okay. Invest $100 million for commercial coordinator cleanups, including sidewalks, sweeping, and littering removal.
10.
Okay. All right. Moving forward. As you may know, Mayor Parker plans to require all 25,000 city of Philadelphians employees to return to the office, ending the pandemic era hybrid or work from home practice. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support the ending of work from home for home or city employees and require them to go back to the office full time? Do you strongly oppose? Some would oppose.
No, I totally agree.
So you strongly support that?
Totally support. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced that she will end the city support for needle exchange and will not allow any of the funds coming from a recent opioid epidemic lawsuit to be used to purchase syringes or any other items that are enabled drug use. Instead of funding for needle exchange, can come from private charities. Would you strongly oppose that? Somewhat oppose, neither support or oppose. Somewhat support, strongly support.
Strongly support.
Okay. Now, as you may know, Mayor Parker has announced a plan to implement year-round schooling in Philadelphia's public schools, which will keep public schools open from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. and over the summer. The plan seeks to provide kids with a safe and supportive environment for more hours of the day, helping kids stay out of trouble. Would you strongly oppose, somewhat oppose, neither support nor oppose, somewhat support, strongly support?
Strongly support.
Okay. Now, how often would you say you watch or listen or read about the news and current events in the past year? Every day, sometimes a week, sometimes a month, rarely, never?
Every day. Every day.
Every day. Okay. Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Okay. And do you learn more towards the Republican Party? Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democrat Party, or neither?
Neither.
Okay. Now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
You mean liberal?
Liberal, okay, very liberal.
Would you
describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Okay. Now, do you currently own your home or rent, or live with a family member, friend, or something else?
Own.
Okay. All right. Just maybe about 2-3 more questions. I really appreciate it. Which of the following best represents of how you think of yourself? Heterosexual, straight, lesbian, or gay, bisexual, or something else?
Straight. Heterosexual.
Straight. Okay. Okay. And how do you identify a transgender or non-binary?
What about them?
No. Do you identify...
No.
Okay.
No.
Now, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Just single. Single.
Okay.
Married.
Okay. Now, are you the parent or guardian of a child under the age of 18?
No.
Okay. Now, for whom would you vote for? For whom did you vote for in the 2020 general elections for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or someone else?
Who did I vote for last time? I think I voted for Trump.
For Trump? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, below are some potential news sources. Please select up to the three resources that you may get the most from your news. Philadelphia Daily News, CNN, your local news station, YouTube, New York Times, X or Twitter, Washington Post, Fox News, TikTok, Power 99, Philadelphia Inquirer, Facebook, or other?
Other.
Other? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as other, what would be the other option?
The internet. Multiple.
Internet.
Like, okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income for all sorts before taxes? Like less than $24,000, $25,000 to $34,000, $25,000 to $44,000, $45,000 to $54,000, $55,000 to $64,000, $65,000 to $74,000?
Yeah, right there. Yeah, okay.
$55,000?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
No, it was 70,000.
70,000? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, that will conclude our survey. Here in this case, I really appreciate your participation, your time, and
your
patience.
Where are you at? Are you in Philly?
No, actually, we're located in Miami, Florida.
Oh, okay. You're in Florida. All
right. Right. Okay.
Cool.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time. You take care of yourself and enjoy the rest of your evening.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.